Story time. Many, many, many years ago, I was driving along the freeway with an ex-boyfriend. I decided I wanted to do something fun, so I asked him if you could do anything that you wanted to do right now, what would it be? And he said, I don't know, kayak, I guess. And so I said, okay. That set the stage for what I was going to do next. Over the next week or so, I guess it was, I started to plan a little trip, unbeknownst to him. I didn't mention again, he had no idea this was going on. I found a local river. I lived in LA at the time, and I found a river that was relatively close by, about an probably about an hour and a half drive. I decided that we were gonna go, so I bought myself a blow-up kayak. Good idea, bad idea. Well, you'll have to wait till the end of the story to decide for yourself. But anyways, that's what I did. And then it was so expensive for the blow-up kayak. I was like, oh goodness, we need two. I don't think it's a good idea for us to be in the same one. I decided he was gonna have to pay for his own. And I come up to him the one night when he got home and I said, give me $200. And he said, what? I said, give me $200. And he said, why? You know, and I said, because I need $200 from you. And he said, could you please tell me why? I mean, that's a lot of money. I don't have any problem giving it to you, but I would love to know why. And I said, I can't tell you why, you'll ruin the surprise. And he said, oh, please, it's a lot of money. You have to remember, this was back in the 1990s. So, you know, it was quite a bit of money for that time. So I said, oh, fine, but you're going to ruin the surprise. I said, I bought a blow-up kayak for myself, and I'm going to buy you one with your own money. And we're going to go kayaking. And he said, kayaking, why? And I said, don't you remember when you told me that you would be kayaking if you could do anything in the world right now? And he goes, I forgot about that. And I said, well, guess what? We're going. And he said, all right, fine. So he gave me the $200 and I finished planning for the trip. Now, how well did I do? Well, you know, it was the first time we were going kayaking. I didn't know there was a major difference in terms of the paddles you needed for, say, for example, river rafting, which is what we were doing, or, you know, a nice calm, you know, stroll around an easygoing little lake or something. So I did not get the right paddles, and we did get the blow-up kayaks. Probably not the best choice, but it was what it was. So anyways, we get in the truck. I had a truck at the time, and we needed a truck to be able to move the kayaks back and forth, up and down, you know, the river or whatnot, potentially. But here's the thing. The river was pretty long. I didn't know all of the stuff that I needed to know. Now you might say, well, of course it was long, ding dong. But, you know, I mean, it was my first trip, whatever. On the way to the river, he asks me, he goes, do you know if there's any water in the river? And I was like, oh my God, it's Southern California. Sometimes the rivers don't have water or they're low. So I had no idea that I should have checked that. And I didn't realize that I should have checked it. So I didn't check it. And I looked at him and I said, uh-oh. I said, I didn't even know. I don't know. And I said, will you be mad if we get there and there's no water and we can't do this? And he goes, no. We'll find something else to do, right? So I was like, oh, thank God, because I didn't check. So we get there. Fortunately, there was enough water so we could go. But we had to hike in up the river because, like I said, you know, we needed some way to get the kayaks back up and down, and they were blow up. I mean, you can't drag them through, like, you know, the forest, etc. It was kind of a crazy idea. But anyways, I had like a little cart that I carted my kayak to get it to where we were going. He hiked his in on his back. And then, of course, because he was the guy, I made him use the foot pump to blow up the kayaks one at a time. So, you know, it was a fun trip, but it was kind of crazy. There were things I hadn't thought of in advance. You know, looking back, I probably would have done things a little differently, but it was fun. So that's the point, isn't it? If you want to have fun, you just go and you figure it out. Anyway, while he was pumping these kayaks with a foot pump, so he's boom, 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 right? And it's taking forever. Up the riverbank comes the biggest snake I have ever seen in my life, either caged or uncaged. And this one was obviously uncaged as it's slithering up the river embankment. And it's probably about, like, I don't know, maybe 6 to 8 feet long. I kid you not. This was the biggest snake I have ever seen in my life. I later found out it was a python. Oh my God, it was horrendous. Its face was like at least as big as my hand. And, you know, I imagined it at least as big as my head, but it was at least as big as my hand. And I just freaked out because I don't love snakes. So I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, oh my God, hurry up. He's like, this snake is looking at me while it's coming up the riverbank. And I'm looking at that snake as it's coming up the riverbank. And we both kind of like locked eyes and mad dogged each other. And the snake was like, I think it was probably more suspicious of me than I was at him for that moment, because I was pretty scared. And I'm like, the only thing on the other side of me was a barbed wire fence. And I thought, okay, do I skewer myself to death trying to get through this fence, or do I kill the snake trying to get away? You know, wrestle. I was like, I don't know what to do, but I'm going to get out of this alive. So anyways, the snake kind of just looked at me as he slithered away and he passed us. So he didn't cause any trouble. So we were okay. But anyways, after the ex-boyfriend finished foot pumping the kayaks and we were all ready to go, we get into our kayaks in the river and we were excited, not knowing that we had inadequate gear in terms of our oars. So anyways, as this happens, we get down to the end of the river, and it was funny because we made it the first time out and it was kind of crazy the way that it happened. You know, the ex-boyfriend had some troubles with his oars, but nothing that we couldn't handle. He did almost miss getting back to the truck and float down without me past and to the bottom of the river. But he was able to use his oars and finally get back up, and had water all over his face and glasses and everything. I was like, oh, shoot, you made it. So we get back to the bank. And there's these river rats. Now, not actual rats. They're people, but that's what you call them, right? River rats. And so this was in Bakersfield, California. And these guys were locals. And one was an older guy. So they're sitting there and just like playing their guitar and singing some songs right where we got back on the bank where my truck was. And they had a truck there and they had their kayaks there. And so when we got out, we were like sitting and chit-chatting with them. And they're like, hey, you want to go with us down the river because we have two trucks. And so one of us can put our truck at the very base of the river. One of us can put the truck here, and then we can drive back and forth to get the kayaks to where they need to be once we're done. And so I looked at my ex-boyfriend, I'm like, what do you think? And he's like, well, hell yeah, we drove all the way out here for this, right? So we get into our kayaks, and this part of the river was a lot more exciting than the one we had just got through. But unbeknownst to us, like I said, we had inadequate gear. The river rats were kind of like, what are you doing with those oars? So they gave me the better oars. They had better oars for themselves, but they knew how, like, the one guy, his name was Phil. He said he used to just float with nothing and tie like a little drink thing onto his foot so that would bob in the river, and he'd go down with the rocks and everything with no kayak, no nothing. So he grew up out there and he knew what he was doing. So they gave me their oars and took mine so that I would have an easier time, thank God, going down that river, because there was a point of that river where my ex-boyfriend had some trouble and Phil had to rush over to help. So at this point, the poor ex-boyfriend was going over these rocks and he hit one of the rocks with his oar and it broke the oars in half and he lost half of the oar. And he was like, oh my God. And he's sitting there with only one oar trying to figure out how to get this, you know, raft to where it needed to be without, you know, flipping over and destroying himself on the rocks or whatever. So here comes Phil to the rescue, and he goes on over there and he throws his oar to him and grabs the one oar that my ex-boyfriend had, and he's like, psh, 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 and Phil's all fine. So my ex-wife was like, thanks, man. I'm like, thanks, man. Oh my God, I guess we're going to get some better oars if we ever do this again. But it was such an exciting trip. It was so much fun. We all had a blast. And fortunately, because we had met those guys, we were able to do more of the river. And we were able to go back and forth and do it a couple times. And my ex-boyfriend was okay because Phil saved the day. And we both had better oars because of these guys, which was really cool. So we ended up keeping in contact with them for a little while. And they were a lot of fun. And we had a great time. And, you know, the whole moral of this story and the point of this story is live your life, have some fun, figure stuff out. Don't worry about the outcome as much. Just, you do want to worry about the safety. So remember, get some good oars, so to speak. Prepare well. I thought I had, but you're never going to be able to prepare 100% well the first time, more than likely, unless you're some miracle worker. And in that case, leave a comment below or, you know, email me so that I can learn how to do that from you. Because what I like to do is I like to prepare the best I can, and then I like to go and I like to have an adventure. So find some adventures for yourself and have a good time. Live the life you want to live and create it your way.